Good evening, this is Michael McCormick. I'll be moderating the October 2016 Theta Gamma Town Hall conference call. We're going to take roll call at this point. First, is anyone from the Alpha chapter on the call? Anyone from the Delta chapter, corporate board, or active chapter? Anyone from the Gamma chapter on the call? Anyone from new chapter, active chapter president, or corporate board president?
Corporate board president on the call.
Anyone from Grand Council other than, so who's on, for Grand Council, who's on the call?
Hey, Kerry.
Joe Alamea.
Great. Thank you, folks, for all joining. So as part of our cadence, what we'll do is the first 15 minutes of the meeting will be dedicated to the Grand Council. I'll leave the floor open to Pat. Pat, it's all yours.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to thank you for participating in this month's town hall meeting. I believe last month's meeting was successful, and I believe that it will continue to be a useful tool as we progress through them in the future. Slightly disappointed in the turnout from our last meeting. Pretty much it's hard to believe that this month is an even worse turnout. I had hoped that it was going to grow in attendance as we went along. But I still believe that once people realize that this is a great way to open lines of communication and discussion regarding the matters which are important to the membership, more and more people will utilize this forum. Brief update, some of the things we've been working on since the last meeting. We've allowed for the creation of four committees, an editorial committee, a secretarial committee, a historical committee, and a convention committee. And we are actively seeking volunteers to serve on these committees. Anyone seeking to find out more is encouraged to contact me. I ask that those of you in attendance at this meeting will help spread the word that we're looking for brothers, active or alumni, who are currently in good standing with the fraternity. And lastly, I would like to ask the Brotherhood to realize that it takes time to complete our tasks and remember to show respect to those who are doing the work at hand and allow them a degree of patience while they perform those tasks. And thank you guys for attending, and thank you, Mike, for moderating.
Thanks, Pat, for that information. Before we get started, Pat, I know you said a couple of great things. Could you talk a little bit more for the people who will be listening to this conversation as a download? Can you talk about a little bit more about each of those committees and what you're looking for? For the people who may not download this, how is Grand Council going to be promoting this to the brothers to seek out volunteers for these committees, which sounds like a great positive thing?
We can do that now, or we can do that. That is one of the new chapter's questions, is what do we got going on in committees? We can do it now, and I can just answer that question off the bat, or we can wait until we go through the questions. It's up to you, Mike.
New chapter, are you okay with having the question answered now?
Sure.
Great. So, Pat, yeah, if they can tell us more about the new committees that you're starting out with and follow that up with how you're planning on trying to get volunteers for this. So the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, the editorial committee, which is going to be headed by the grand editor, Joe Bithorn, this is for carrying out the business of the office of the Grand Editor, such as the website development, producing the bulletin, keeping in contact with, keeping everybody up to date with what's going on. Currently, Mike, I believe that Joe has informed you of this and that you are working on that since he's given you the admin status on the website, whether or not, I don't know if you're officially on the committee or if I'm just letting you know that now, but that is one of the committees. And then there's also going to be a secretarial committee, which is going to be headed by Joe Almeida. And what they're going to do is help him to complete the tasks that are part of his office, collecting and mostly it's going to be collecting and maintaining an accurate roll of membership, contact information, etc., work on a spreadsheet. I'm hoping that possibly Eric Shore is going to give him a hand on that, because Eric, if any of you who don't know, was our former treasurer before Joe took over, and has a great deal of knowledge on what's going on with the treasury role. Then the historical committee is going to be headed by Roger Willingham, and what they're going to do is they're going to work on maintaining and archiving historical records. I'm hoping that he's able to bring in, and I'm hoping we can work with chapters to make that a part of the historian, the chapter historian's role when they are in office, is to be a part of that committee and work with him. He's got a lot going on. He has just collected a bunch of information from the actual archives itself that he's going to be scanning into the computer so that people can look at it all on the website. And then lastly, there's the convention committee, which is headed by Pat Boyer. Pat is taking charge of setting up and being in contact with the hotel in Lake George for setting up this year's convention. There's still details to follow on that. We're going to get those out as soon as we can. Serving on that convention are Mick Collins, Dan Horton, and Joe Pasquarella, and they're going to be assisting him in bringing all those details together. Like I said, I've given those guys permission to take on any brother who's in good standing, active alumni, councilman, provided they are in good standing with the fraternity. Anybody can work on these committees. The more the merrier. We're looking forward to all the assistance we can, every bit of assistance we can get, we'd like to get. And I think we're going to have to be looking out onto, we're haven't put anything out yet, but I've got to get something put out onto the website. I would imagine that there will be an announcement that goes out on the Grand Council's Facebook, and that we'll just be reaching out to the guys that we know who may be interested. So hopefully the presidents, the active chamber presidents, corporate board presidents, everybody will just spread the word, and we'll watch these committees grow into large groups of men working hard to get stuff done.
Awesome, Pat. Thank you so much for that information. I think that's a positive role for all the chapters for Theta Gamma. Anything more from the Grand Council? Information, notes that you want to give out to everyone? If not, then we can go straight to the town hall questions that you may have.
I really don't have anything more. I don't know. Joe, did you have any statement you would like to make?
Not unless anybody wants me to go over, bank account statements and things of that nature. I really don't have anything else to report.
All righty. I think we can move on to questions then, Mike.
Okay, great. So we'll get started with the town hall questions. All questions were sent out to the active chapter and corporate board presidents a couple weeks ago. Pat Carey has received those questions he received the initial set of questions from myself from the contact form. Any questions that was submitted to him, he'll be able to answer. So, Pat, please feel free to start, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
All righty. The first question that I have was, please provide an updated status of the intellectual property research referenced in the last meeting, CREST, et cetera. And my answer to that is, since the last meeting, Roger Willingham's been in contact with an attorney. There's a great deal of detail work involved in his undertaking. We're waiting for further information from that attorney that'll provide us with a variety of approaches that we may take to ensure that we've crossed all the T's, dotted all the I's, and we're going on a path that's most productive for our needs. Hopefully have a complete overview of all our options to present for the Grand Council in February. Once again, that goes back to the, it takes time to get these things done, especially when you've got attorneys involved and such. So I would say that hopefully by February, we have all of our options ready to present to everybody at the Grant Council.
Okay.
All right. And then, let's see. Give me a second to catch up here. We just did the second question was about the Grand Council committees. Since we've already dealt with that, I can head on past there. And then the third and fourth questions, along with the ninth question were questions that you had, Mike. And as I discussed with you earlier, because they were technical questions about the website and you have admin status now, I think we can pretty much pass by on that.
Well, I would suggest let's read out for the people who are to be downloading the town hall file. I think we should just present the what the question is and just state what the answer is, or at least the what the status is of that.
Let's see.
Maybe if you want, I can answer them for you since they're website related.
Yeah,
but I'd rather not because I'm a moderator on this, but I'll take direction from the president.
If you want to just run down briefly what your questions are and where we're going, because I did not include that in what I've got here, and then I'd have to be bouncing back and forth between.
Sure, I'm more than happy to. So everyone that's reading listening to this sound file, I've requested over the past couple of months in trying to work with Joe B. on the website maintenance updates. It's unfortunate Joe is the kind of the only person that was managing the website from a content standpoint. I do have a website technical background, and so as of recently, I was given access into the Theta Gamma website to make updates where it's needed. With these updates, anything that's being done, if it seems like a very simple update, change an I to a T, update an image, update some basic content, I'm doing it with full authority from Pat and the rest of Grand Council. When it becomes a little bit more maybe sensitive type of information, I am working directly with the Grand Council, getting permissions whether to post that information or not. So I've been reaching out to many active brothers and alumni to help with the website from a content standpoint, such as Mark Hellman, who is actually in my family tree, to helping with graphical work. I've actually talked to one of the new chapter brothers to be a content editor, since he does have a computer science background. So I would suggest that anyone who's actually interested in doing updates and they have a computer science background, you don't necessarily need to have one, but if you do, this is a great resume builder for yourself. Once you graduate and go out to the professional world, you're out there maintaining an active website. Please feel free to reach out to the Grand Council so we can get you access and permissions. Secondly, one of the questions I had asked also was regarding analytics. So we spent quite a bit of money on the website, but there was no analytics, meaning how much traffic is getting to the site, what traffic that they're going to, like specific pages. So that analytic information, the tagging, what we would call it, was set up this past Thursday. So every month what I will be doing as part of this town hall is I will give this information over to the Grand Council, which they do have access to. So that if they feel they want to present that as part of the town hall meeting those, they're more than free to do that. Again, it's going to be a big uphill battle to get drive people to the website from a content standpoint, but it's a challenge that I'm definitely willing to take on and help the chapter with. The only outstanding items that I do have, Pat, that I'll talk about is one is on registrations to the website. How frequently are they being updated? In our last corporate board meeting with new chapters that I attended, there was a couple of people that still have not received approvals on that. And my second question is there a way that we can start sending emails out to our members to that website using email blasts once a month with the secretary or the editor to kind of give all this great content and great information? I think we're in a great time where, you know, chapters are pledging right now. There's a lot of active information and more pretty good information out there. If you can answer those two questions, and I'll go on hold, and you can continue the rest of the questions.
Sure. As far as how quickly registrations are going, that ball right now is in Joe Bithorn's court, and he's trying to keep up with them as fast as he can. Once again, that comes back to that patience thing. He had a couple people who were helping him with registrations. He's got to get a couple more people trained on how exactly that works on the back end of the site. I won't be one of those people that gets trained on that, because I can tell you right now, it's lucky if I can find my email. So trying to find the back end of the website is probably not going to happen anytime soon for myself, but that is something that we will have to work on. And I apologize to those who are not getting registered as quickly as they would like to be, but we are working on that. And as far as the email blasts go, I think it's a great idea. I don't know exactly if we are quite ready for preparing the emails yet. Once we get these committees in place and we've got enough people working on it where we can produce the emails and get the information put together so there's actually something worth sending out, I think that's going to be a great idea. So I think that's where we're at about at this point, Mike.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so I guess that brings us to question five then, which was, what essential role or stance does the Grand Council have concerning strengthening the bonds between chapters and enforcing disciplinary action when a chapter falls into bad standing with a college campus? And our answer to that is that the Grand Council's role in strengthening the bonds between the chapters is to attempt to provide the chapters with a means for open communication between the active chapters, the corporate boards, the alumni, and the Grand Council through the website. As the site continues to grow, we hope that this will be able to serve as a forum for the promotion of events, fundraisers, career opportunities, and advertising for member businesses. We've already begun to utilize this tool as an arena for members to research documents, both current and historical, allowing them the ability to learn more and more about our fraternity and its vast history. The current Grand Council policy with regards to disciplinary action to the active chapters is one of necessity. The structure of our fraternity is comparable to that of the United States government, which is comprised of federal, state, and local government. The council being similar to the federal, the corporate boards being similar to the state, and the active chapters being likened to the local government. Council sets forth standards and expectations. The corporate boards may add to, but not detract from those standards, suit their needs and situation. And in turn, the chapters take those standards and once again may add to, but not detract from them, to suit their needs to properly run their chapter. We expect that the active chapters will conduct the day-to-day business of their chapter, and if the chapter is in need of assistance of the Grand Council, we will assist in any way possible. However, we expect that they would seek the assistance of their corporate boards first. In the same way, we expect the corporate boards will conduct the day-to-day business of their corporation and are willing to assist them in any way possible when asked for assistance. In the event that a new chapter is created, the Grand Council will serve as their in an advisory capacity to the chapter until such time as they are able to create and sustain a corporate board comprised of alumni of their chapter. Let's see, I believe it's important to note here that nowhere within our Constitution is it stated that a chapter must remain in good standing with a college campus. Therefore, there is no need for the Grand Council to take disciplinary action against a chapter who may fall into bad standing with their respective institution. Any questions, Farhan?
Just on the approaching corporate board first, do you think there should be some kind of structure for the Grand Council to review if the corporate boards are in fact taking appropriate measures in light of any situations that might come up? Because if they do keep it and they work in a vacuum, maybe if nothing productive is happening, can the Grand Council try to come in and suggest solutions to problems as they see fit? Could you approach it without being approached by someone else?
In the active chapter scenario, yes. In regards to the corporate boards, we don't really constitutionally have anything in our Constitution other than that we recognize the corporate board's existence and their necessity for assisting in their chapters.
Uh-huh.
Up until... and Joe, if you can help me out, if you can recall, I think it was 3 years ago. I think it was 3 years ago. There really wasn't a corporate board recognition even in the Constitution. That was an amendment that was made just recently. That gets into the corporate boards have so much at stake that it's very hard for us to step on toes when you're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars in assets and things. They've got to do what they've got to do to survive. Can the Grand Council can remove a chapter from Theta Gamma, and that's also in the Constitution. It has to be done at convention. It has to be done by, I believe it's a two-thirds majority vote of all of the membership of the council, but it's something I'd have to read exactly. But once again, constitutionally, there's not a lot that we can do to step in on the toes of one of the chapter's corporate boards, and I don't know that I would want to, but I'm more than happy to help them if they come to us.
Okay.
Anything more?
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. Number six, and this is, I'll let Brother Almeida step in right after I read this off quick. Question six was, the chapter pays dues to the Grand Council on a semester basis. What is being done with this money, and is there a way to audit and review those records? And the answer to that is the Grand Council collects dues of $10 per active member per semester. That money is placed in the general funds of the Grand Council and is used to cover expenses such as pledge pins, shingles, convention accommodations for the active chapter presidents, convention travel expenses for the active chapter presidents, and etc. Eric Shore will be conducting an audit prior to the upcoming convention, and a detailed breakdown of our Treasury's activities is provided yearly at the Grand Council convention. Now, Joe, did you have anything to add to that?
No, not really, other than Eric Shore did agree to assist with the audit. We have not scheduled a date for that yet, but once that happens, I'll be happy to relay the information off to everybody who wants the information.
Farhan, did you have any questions?
Nope. Sounds good.
Okay, let's see. Question 7 and 8. Question 7 was, what is Grand Council doing and what has been done in the past year to directly or indirectly assist the active chapters? And then question 8 was, what actions is the Grand Council doing to improve the communication and social integration of the active chapters? I took the liberty of combining the two because they are so closely related, so I can pretty much answer them at the same time. And I can only really speak to what's been done since the last convention by the current executive board. So here's what I have for you. Since the last convention, the Grand Council has worked diligently to try and open the lines of communication between the chapters, the corporate boards, and the council by adding the Contact Us forum on the web to the website. This forum allows the executive officers of all three bodies to communicate with each other and the brothers of our organization in a manner that we have never had before. Messages sent through this forum are routed directly to the emails of the current holders of those offices, and this is a tool that we believe will prove to be of vital importance in moving our brotherhood forward in the future. Until this system was put in place, oftentimes our members spent more time trying to find out who they needed to contact and how to contact them than they actually did communicating. We have created the Town Hall Meeting Forum that we are currently utilizing, and this forum allows the membership of the entire Brotherhood the opportunity to direct any questions that they may have about the fraternity to not only the council, but to the corporate boards and the active chapters. We've also been working to add more and more content to the website for not only the active chapters, but all the Brotherhood to utilize. Grand Historian is working to scan our written historical archives and add them digitally to the library of data that can be found on the website. These efforts will provide the membership with a wealth of historical knowledge that has until now been viewed only by a select few members due to the fragility of many of these items. Some of these documents date back to the very beginning of our fraternity. In addition to historical documents, the active chapters have an opportunity to present any information that they would like to have posted on the site to the Grand Editor to be added, such as upcoming events or chapter-specific documents. In the future, we hope to add a Careers and Opportunities Forum as well as an advertising forum. Our hope is that the Careers and Opportunities will provide the active membership with an arena to seek jobs and to present their resumes, so that the brothers who are seeking or whose businesses are seeking employees may assist our young brothers who are just entering the workforce. We also hope that the advertising forum will allow our members to promote their businesses and provide brothers with a place where they can seek trustworthy services. To that, I wish to add, the Grand Council desires to assist the active chapters in any way we possibly can. We wish to assist the corporate boards in any way we possibly can. We cannot assist in resolving any issues that we are not made aware of. So any brother seeking help or who has a question needs only to ask. Anything more on that, Farhan?
I think you covered everything.
Joe, anything to add?
No, sir.
The floor is yours, Mike.
Thank you very much, Pat. I appreciate you answering all the questions for the for New Chapter. Just as a side note here, a couple items. One, the only chapter that has submitted questions was New Chapter, so I thank New Chapter for continuing to support the Town Hall meetings. Again, I think it's informative. Now that we have analytics on the site, we'll be able to see and track of how many people are going to be, well, I have to start working on tracking to see how many people download this file and seeing how people are utilizing the work. So I do appreciate that. Just some business here of when we want to have our next meeting. So our next meeting is scheduled. All the questions are to be submitted for review on November 6th, which is next week. So I don't know if that's really going to work out. So our schedule is November 6th that all questions are submitted to the active chapter and the corporate board. And then by November 12th, those questions are submitted to the Grand Council. November 13th would be through the 20th would be our review session. And then November 20th would be our town hall meeting. With that, Pat, I'd like to put that on pause and let me know if those dates still work for you.
And if it works
for everyone, not knowing what the active chapters, when they are off.
Right.
Since new chapter is the only one on the call, maybe I'll ask new chapter, do those dates work for the active chapter president?
To submit questions by the 13th?
Well, yeah, and then our town hall meeting is November 20th. I honestly don't know when they go for break at this point.
If you give me like 1 minute, I can find out really quickly.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What we've done in the past, we've had, we've given a long time for people to submit questions and, we're not seeing, again, a lot of participation, not for a lack of trying from my end and Grand Council to promote this. But, so it'll only be a little over a week for people to submit questions. We may extend it a little bit more, Pat, and get those questions to you. I think because we're not receiving as many as we expected, I think giving you a full week, I think maybe overkill, I think maybe a few days. Will probably work, but I don't want to stray from what we've agreed to on the procedures, but let's see how they start coming in, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, my only concern is that we make sure that we don't do the town hall meeting on that Sunday after Thanksgiving, just to allow people who are going to be traveling, that we just don't want to get into that. Other than that, mm-hmm. Any dates you guys want, I can make it happen.
So Plattsburgh goes on break on the 22nd and they come back on the 28th.
Okay. So I would suggest let's keep the cadence of the schedule as it sits. And I will put out the town hall survey tonight, meeting October 30th. And then Pat, what I'd like if for the Grand Council, if you can come back to me or if you'd like me to, I can come back with December dates of what you would want to do for the December town hall, since people from the active chapter standpoint will be away on their winter break. So maybe we can take that offline if you'd like, or pose that question out to everyone, Grand Council and the active and corporate board presidents, to make a have a final answer on what the dates they would like to have.
Maybe do a combination of December and January. Yeah, let's put that out there to everybody and we'll see what people are thinking.
Great. Would you like me to take point on that, or would you like to take point on that, Pat?
If you don't mind doing it, I'd appreciate it.
That's not a problem. New chapter, since you're the only chapter representing, does that seem like a good idea? Forego the December and make it January?
Yeah, it makes sense, because the end of January is when they get back to school. And
okay.
I think it also gives them time to think of any questions and combine them. I think this is the best way to handle the holidays.
Awesome. That sounds like a great idea. Okay, folks, so I'll give everyone back their time. Again, thank you all for attending the call. I thank everyone for asking questions to the Grand Council, and we look forward to the November Town Hall. Good luck with everyone with their pledging and their new membership, and have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.